96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Sawyer County Zoning Committee has voted to move a draft solar ordinance forward for legal review. The proposed ordinance would set rules for mid, large, and community-scale solar projects, along with battery energy storage systems. For now, those projects are currently on hold under a county moratorium while officials work to establish regulations. While reviewing the draft earlier this month, Zoning Administrator Jay Kozlowski questioned whether data centers should be included in the same ordinance as solar projects or regulated separately.
I would not want to see a data center come to Sawyer County. Maybe that's, I'm speaking for myself on that, but the amount of water that is used, the amount of land area that's disturbed, that is a huge detrimental impact to natural resources of our area.
Legal counsel Rebecca Roker suggested that the committee keep the two issues separate, saying that including data centers could slow progress on the solar ordinance.
And I think, you know, at this point in time, you're making progress on the solar and the BESS ordinance, that if we add data centers to it, it would pause.
Roker also says that data centers are a relatively new land use issue, with limited state guidance on how local governments should regulate them. Kozlowski said a temporary approach could have data centers in the zoning code and limit them to industrial districts through conditional use permits, a process that would likely require rezoning and public hearings. Roker says the option could work, but adds that defining data centers could be challenging, especially with potential law changes ahead. The committee also discussed a separate clarification in the solar ordinance. One supervisor questioned whether solar panels would be allowed on vacant land, or if a building would need to be in place first. Roker said that language may need to be clarified. The zoning committee is slated to meet again on February 20th. Two candidates for Wisconsin governor have very differing views on the role of ICE. Isabella Nieto breaks down their views.
Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany and Democratic Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez spoke to WISN's Upfront. Rodriguez wants to ban ICE agents from performing civil detentions in places like churches, schools, and courthouses. Tiffany says states like Wisconsin and Minnesota need to stop preventing ICE from doing its job. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is requesting additional funding from state lawmakers to cover upcoming changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as Food Share in Wisconsin. Under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act signed into law last summer, states will need to pay a higher share of the administrative costs for SNAP programs beginning in October. Wisconsin's share of those administrative costs will increase from 50% to 75%, prompting the call for new state funding. DHS Secretary Christian Johnson says the agency is requesting nearly $70 million in new state funding. Without it, she warned the agency could see more errors in their administration of the program. Under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, states with higher error rates are required to pay for a larger portion of SNAP benefits. States with an error rate above 6% would need to pay between 5 and 15% more, which could cost as much as $205 million in Wisconsin. The additional funding would go towards hiring quality control staff to ensure Wisconsin's food share program continues to have one of the lowest error rates in the country. A plan to make tips tax-free for Wisconsin workers cleared the state Senate last week with support from both parties. Three Democrats joined Republicans in a 21-12 vote to approve the bill, which now heads to the Assembly. The proposal would cut state taxes on tips up to $25,000 a year through 2028. Backers call it a way to help service workers, while critics argue it does little to fix low base wages in the industry. The Honor the Earth Powwow and Homecoming Celebration Committee is now accepting nominations for the 2026 Honor the Earth Anishinaabekwe. Nominees must be at least 62 years old, a LCO tribal member, and have not been an Anishinaabekwe before. According to the Lacouture Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians Facebook page, Anishinaabekwe is a role model who has or continues to inspire those around her to be more and do more for the community. She is admired and respected for her resilience, leadership, humility, and commitment to the health of Lacouture. Nominations are being accepted until February 14th, and voting will take place afterwards. You can find the submission form on the Lacouture Facebook page. The Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce is asking chamber members to review and update winter hours and business details. Members can update their hours, description, and other business details at any time through the Chamber Master account on the Hayward Chamber of Commerce website, or can contact the Chamber office directly to make any changes. The Hayward Chamber says that keeping your listing current helps customers find you, supports local shopping, and ensures their online directory remains a reliable resource for the community. You can contact the Hayward Chamber if you have any questions or need help accessing your account. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Bucks in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks face off tonight against the 76ers at the Philadelphia Sports Complex, but they'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Head coach Doc Rivers, what tests Giannis had over the weekend on that right calf muscle?
MRI has revealed exactly what we thought. You know, calf strain and really no timetable for return. Hopefully, you know, like it was before or sooner, but there's no timetable.
College hoops, Marquette at home tonight against the Creighton Blue Jays. The Golden Eagles in search of a win. They've lost 8 of their last 10 games. Baseball, the Brewers introducing their new players after the Peralta trade to the Mets. Right-hand pitcher Brandon Sproat asked if he's had a chance to meet with Pat Burphy or pitching coach Chris Hook.
I talked to Merv, talked to Hook. You know, they're all excited as well. I've heard great things about Merv and how he's a great players coach. I've heard great things about Hook. You know, see what they have for me and just ask them questions and pick their brain.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Sproat with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 6 above this afternoon, but that wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15 will keep the wind chill factor below zero most of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 10 below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 4 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.